Jack keep going. You can't turn back. You come too far. You can't give up. You work too hard. Jack keep going. Hello, scholars, thinkers, and lifelong learners. A warm welcome to all of you. It's a fresh, brand new day, and you're right on time for your weekly dose of Dissertation in 90 Days. Whether you're tuning in from a cozy library nook during your morning jog or as you sip your coffee, I'm honored to be part of your day. Representing the passionate and dedicated team at Writers ER, I'm here not just as a voice, but as a partner. We understand the highs and lows of the academic realm, and our mission? To journey with you every step of the way. For those of you who might be first-timers, here's a quick snapshot of what we're about. Every week, we take a deep dive into challenges, techniques, and stories that resonate with the world of research and academic writing. Our goal? To equip, empower, and most importantly, inspire. And speaking of inspiration, a quick shout out to our listeners who shared their personal stories after our last episode. Your resilience and dedication never cease to inspire us. Now, today's topic, it's a big one. It's something that's universal, not just limited to academia. Remember the last time you put your heart and soul into something and it didn't pan out the way you'd hoped? Maybe it was a job application, a creative project, or in the context of our conversation today, a piece of academic writing. Yes, we're talking about that pesky word, rejection. Rejection can feel like a cold splash of water, a bit of a jolt. But is it the end? Is it a sign to retreat and give up? Or could it perhaps be a stepping stone, a learning curve, a rerouting of our journey to something even greater? Today, I'm not just here to share strategies, I'm here to shift perspectives. And let's be honest, the world of academic publishing is no stranger to rejection. Some of the most groundbreaking papers faced numerous rejections before seeing the light of day. So if you faced rejection or fear it, remember, you're in stellar company. With that said, I hope you've got your notepads, digital or physical, or maybe you're just here to absorb and reflect. By the end of our time together today, I aim to transform that knot in your stomach, that trepidation associated with rejection, into a feeling of empowerment, a drive to refine and rise. So without further ado, let's dive into the intricate world of navigating rejection in academic publishing. Prepare for some real talk, actionable insights, and of course, stories that inspire. Ever heard of a gentleman named Stephen Hawking? Of course you have, a genius, a maverick in the world of physics. His work has shaped our understanding of the universe. But here's a little tidbit that might surprise you. Hawking once submitted a research paper. He waited, and guess what? Rejection. Yep, even the brilliant minds, the stalwarts of their fields, have faced that sting. But did he let that be the end of his journey? No, he didn't. He went back, revised, rethought, and came back stronger. That resilience, that determination is something to marvel at, and it's something we all have within us, even if it doesn't feel like it sometimes. It's a powerful reminder, isn't it? Everyone faces setbacks, but it's not the end. It's just a bend in the road. So if you faced rejection, remember you're in good company. And just like Hawking, you have the power to turn things around. All right, now that we've got some perspective, let's chat about expectations. Firstly, let's state the obvious. Not every paper, no matter how brilliantly crafted, will get that immediate stamp of approval. I know, it's a tough pill to swallow. You pour your heart, soul, and countless hours into your work. Then you wait, fingers crossed. And sometimes the response isn't the jubilant celebration you envisioned. But here's the thing, and I can't stress this enough. Rejection, it doesn't always mirror the quality of your work. There's a myriad of reasons. Maybe it's the fit for the journal, or perhaps it's the timing. Sometimes it's just a reviewer's perspective on that particular day. But here's a thought to hold on to. Think of rejection not as this massive, immovable boulder blocking your path. Instead, see it as feedback, an opportunity to refine, to rethink, to re-strategize. Not a closed door, but a detour, leading you somewhere potentially even better. So, if that email pops up with not so great news, remember, it's not the end of the road. It's just a signpost, nudging you to refine and redirect. So we've talked about setting expectations. Now let's pull back the curtain and explore some of the reasons why our work might face rejection. When we talk about editorial reasons, it's not just about what's happening behind closed doors at a journal's office. It's a reflection of the larger academic discourse. What's trending, what's pivotal, what's making waves right now. When your paper doesn't align, it's not just a misfit for that one journal. It's a nudge, an invitation to step back and see where your work fits into the grand tapestry of current academic thought. Moving to technical reasons, this isn't mere nitpicking. It's the backbone of scholarly rigor. If there's a lapse in methodology or clarity, the ripple effects can be vast. We're building on centuries of accumulated knowledge. One misstep, and it can lead scholars down an unintended path. Addressing these issues, it's not just about resubmission. It's about safeguarding the integrity of your field. And then there's content-based reasons. This is the heart and soul of your work. If findings aren't novel, if there are gaps in the literature review, it's not just a paper falling short. It's a missed opportunity to truly contribute, to leave a mark, to etch your name into the annals of your discipline. So, my fellow scholars, when we talk about navigating rejection, it's not a mere hurdle in your academic journey. It's an integral part of the odyssey, shaping you, refining you. Each setback is a stepping stone, propelling you towards unparalleled excellence. And when you grasp this magnitude, every rejection, every piece of feedback becomes a gift, a beacon guiding you to your magnum opus. All right, scholars, we've delved into the challenging terrain of rejection and the reasons behind it. But now, how do we rise from that? How do we turn that setback into a comeback? Grab a notepad, because we're going to tackle some real actionable strategies. First and foremost, don't take it personally. Yes, I get it. That sting of rejection, it's personal. It's your work, your sweat, your time. But here's a shift in perspective. Think of an artisan baker getting feedback on a new loaf. A tad more salt, a different kind of yeast, they adjust. They don't scrap the whole batch. It's about refining the work, not you as an individual. Next up, carefully analyze feedback. We're in luck here. Most journals provide feedback, a rare window into the editorial mind. But don't just skim it. Dive deep, dissect it, make a list, categorize the comments. Are they about content, structure, or perhaps the methodology? Now, if you ever come across feedback that seems vague, here's a little trick. Reach out gently. It's all about seeking clarity, understanding their perspective better. Remember, you're not challenging their expertise, just enhancing your own. All right, gear up for planning your next steps. Revising and resubmitting is the game. It might be the same journal or another one. But ever thought of getting a fresh pair of eyes on your work? There are services like Writers ER offering that unbiased expert perspective. And while we're being practical, let me share a gem. Start a journal tracker. List down potential journals, their impact factors, feedback times, and previous comments, if any. It's like having a GPS for your academic journey. A door might close, but with this, you'll know the next best door to knock. Time for some community talk, strengthening your support system. Have you ever been part of an academic writing group? It's not just about sharing drafts. It's about sharing journeys, the highs and the lows. It's camaraderie. And trust me, in the challenging world of academia, having fellow travelers, it's a game changer. And here's the heart of it all. Persevere. It sounds cliche, but it's the core. Rejection doesn't spell the end. It's just a bend in the road, not the end of it. Think of it as a pit stop in a grand race. It's a chance to refuel, recalibrate, and rev up again. To every scholar tuning in, every researcher with a dream, remember, every setback is a setup for a comeback. Wear each rejection as a badge of honor, a testament to your journey, and keep pushing forward. Your magnum opus is just around the bend. As we draw close to wrapping up today's discussion on navigating rejection in academic publishing, I'd love to share something with you. It's a quote I hold close to my heart, especially during the challenging times. It's by John Maxwell, and he says, "The difference between average people and achieving people is their perception of and response to failure." Let that sink in. It's not about never facing rejection or failure. It's about how you interpret it, and most importantly, how you rise from it. On a personal note, dear scholars, I want you to remember that your academic journey is uniquely yours. each paper, each research, every late night revision, it's a brushstroke on your masterpiece. Sure, there are going to be hurdles, that's a given. But each hurdle, it teaches, it refines, and it pushes you forward. Lean into the process, embrace every moment. Your voice, your research, it's not just ink on paper, it's a legacy, a contribution to the vast expanse of knowledge. And trust me, it matters more than you know. Stay persistent, stay passionate, and remember, every no is one step closer to a yes. Wow, what a journey we've embarked on today. I truly hope you found nuggets of wisdom to carry with you in your academic endeavors. If today's discussion resonated with you, or if you felt that little spark of motivation, I urge you, share this episode with a fellow scholar. Sometimes a simple share can light up someone's day or even change the trajectory of their research journey. And for those moments when you need that extra guidance or a fresh perspective, remember that Writers ER is just a click away. We're here, ready to walk alongside you in your academic journey. Our resources, expertise, and passion are at your service. Speaking of resources, here's a golden one for you. How to get your dissertation approved in 6 months or less. It's a playbook by Dr. Anthony Robinson. The man's a legend. He completed not one, but two dissertations in just 6 months. If that doesn't scream expertise, I don't know what does. You can grab your copy, soak in the wisdom, and potentially transform your dissertation journey. Simply head to writersER.com/playbook. So until next time, keep researching, keep writing, and remember, every word you pen adds to the legacy of knowledge.